KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a mostly clear sky, 22 degrees after a low of 21. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 46. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. In Western Iowa news, police in Council Bluffs say they're looking for the white female driver of a vehicle who led authorities on a chase early this morning. Authorities say at around 1:15 a.m., a Council Bluffs police officer located a vehicle that had been stolen from Council Bluffs on the lot of a Super 8 motel on South 24th Street. When the officer and another officer made contact with the stolen vehicle, the female driver exited as they ordered her to do. But once outside the vehicle, a woman refused to follow the officer's commands. She got back in the vehicle and fled northbound on South 24th Street at a high rate of speed. Officers pursued the stolen vehicle westbound on 23rd Avenue, then north on South 35th. As the fleeing vehicle was going through the intersection at 35th and Broadway, it was hit broadside by a westbound vehicle on West Broadway. The stolen vehicle continued north on North 35th Street before striking a stop sign at North 35th and Avenue A, where it finally came to stop. The driver, whose picture is available in the same story on the KJAN.com news page, fled the scene on foot, and officers were unable to locate her. The passengers in the stolen vehicle were not injured and refused to cooperate with police. The driver and passenger of the vehicle on Broadway that struck the fleeing vehicle were not injured. Both vehicles were towed from the scene. Authorities say anyone with information on the suspected driver is asked to call the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 328-7867, 7867 or 328-STOP. Well, a traffic stop Tuesday afternoon in Adams County resulted in the arrest of a man from Union County. Adams County Sheriff's officials say Christopher Allen Pierce of Creston was found to have a suspended driver's license. But during the investigation, the canine Baxo was deployed and alerted to the odor of narcotics. Pierce was subsequently arrested for possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Two more positive cases of COVID-19 have been identified in Iowa, and both individuals are at home in isolation. One is from Carroll County, the other is from Johnson County. Both are older adults who were on the same Egyptian cruise as 14 other positive cases in the Johnson County area. While a string of high-profile events has been canceled nationwide over the past 2 days, Iowa public health officials are not recommending school or event cancellations. The state capitol in Des Moines remains open to the public, and the 2020 legislative session is underway, bringing hundreds of people into the building most weekdays.
As of right now, we don't plan to make any drastic changes, but this has been a very fluid situation. We're taking our time, making the best decisions possible.
That's Senate Majority Leader Jack Whitfer, a Republican from Ankeny. He says the Senate is nimble and will take action if public health officials say it's warranted.
Right now, the cases that we have in Iowa, we know exactly where those people got the virus. Once it goes to community spread, meaning you don't know where you got it, it's just spreading throughout the community, that certainly creates a different conversation. And I'm not a doctor. We're trying to work with the experts to make the best decisions possible.
House Speaker Pat Grassley, a Republican from New Hartford, says until the governor and public health officials recommend it, there are no plans to restrict activities at the Capitol.
We're relying on people that have this as their profession to give us the advice. I will continue to go to them and not just rush to any sort of judgment. I think that the Department of Public Health and the governor obviously have the best interest of Iowans in mind.
Legislative leaders from both parties say they are prepared to adjust state spending plans if there is a need to dedicate more money to the public health response to the outbreak. Representative Chris Hall of Sioux City is the top-ranking Democrat on the House committee that develops budget plans.
The governor's office has been working with legislative leaders of both parties to make sure that they're informed of the different suggestions and public health programs that need to be bolstered. We will follow her recommendations, and I think that the cooperative effort has been good so far.
But Hall says with the looming economic hit of a pandemic, now is not the time to cut taxes. That's one of the components of Governor Reynolds' Invest in Iowa Act, and then it raises the state the sales tax and cuts income taxes. Cass County Health System officials said yesterday they now have a hotline available for the public to address concerns about COVID-19 testing. You can call 712-243-7479 to listen to a recorded message about the current COVID-19 testing criteria. As the COVID-19 situation continues to change, they say the hotline will be updated with relevant information for the public. As it stands right now, Only people who tested positive for, or only people who can be tested, that is, for COVID-19 are those that are symptomatic, i.e. if you have a fever, cough, or shortness of breath, who had close contact with a laboratory-confirmed case of COVID-19 within 14 days of the symptom onset, or symptomatic people requiring hospitalization and a history of travel from affected geographic areas within 14 days of symptom onset, or symptomatic people with severe acute lower respiratory illness such as pneumonia or ARDS requiring hospitalization without alternative explanatory diagnosis such as influenza and no source of exposure that has been identified. CCHS officials say the need for COVID-19 testing will be determined by your healthcare provider. If you are concerned about your symptoms and you meet the criteria mentioned, you can call 712-243-3250. And on a related note, officials at the Cass County Health System said Thursday they are indefinitely postponing several upcoming public events. That's being taken to help protect the health of the community and from the spread of the COVID-19. The impacted events include the CCHS Foundation Gala, which is scheduled for March 28th. That's postponed until further notice. Also postponed until further notice is the any and all Healthy You sessions, along with Healthy You and Baby 2. As the situation progresses, officials say they will keep the public updated about other postponements and or cancellations. In our funeral announcements, Gina Rose Ports, age 91 of Red Oak, died Sunday at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Gina Ports will be held today at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Red Oak, with the Nelson, Boylan, Lorette Funeral Chapel of Red Oak in charge of arrangements. Jim Jensen, age 84 of Harlan, died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Jim Jensen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Vermeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Leslie Nation, age 73 of Dexter, died Saturday at the VA Medical Center in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Leslie Nation will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Calvary Assembly of God Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Merlin Severs, age 93 of Coon Rapids, died Monday at Thomas Rest Haven Nursing Home. Funeral services for Merlin Severs will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids, with OD Funeral Home of Coon Rapids in charge of arrangements. Lyle Peterson, age 90, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Lyle Peterson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Donald Pelzer, age 83, of Atlantic and formerly of Marnie, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Donald Pelzer will be Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Judith Kading, age 78, of Altoona, died December 10th at her home. Graveside services for Judith Kading will be on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Oakwood Cemetery in Casey, with Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of arrangements. Robert Bob Dixon, Jr., age 93, of Menlo, died Monday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Bob Dixon, Jr. will be next Friday at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. And Lowell Nelson, age 67, of Vancouver, Washington, and formerly of Avoca, died March 6th in Vancouver. A celebration of life for Lowell Nelson will be held March 21st in Vancouver. Locally, a celebration of life will be held at a later date in Hancock. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.